Mac Road is back once again for season 2 of Hotel Paranormal. We can't freaking wait. Also, there's a really good chance we're being watched from space by aliens, and we kind of have the data to back it up. Yeesh. The Cryptid Corner this month. You better have your bread in your pocket. That's right, because we're talking all about Newfoundland fairies. And needless to say, these ones are a little bit dangerous. And our very special guest a little later in the show will shed a little bit of light, or should I say science, on the dark and mysterious paranormal. If it's odd to you, friend, it's on the odd to Newfoundland.
It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters, and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Ghostly greetings from the oldest city in North America. I'm your host, John Mallor, bringing you the best in East Coast esoterica. You, my friends, have stumbled upon the Odd Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Episode 151 is here. Welcome. And having you here is better than, get this, no active cases of COVID in our recently vaccinated province of Newfoundland. That's great news, man. And having you here is, well, even better than cold showers on a hot summer's day. Why? Because you're beautiful, amazing, important to people, because you're important to me, highly favored by your creator, whether that's God or a law of averages and physics working in tandem. You, my friend, are an oddball. And on this show, we're family, and we are one. Man, am I ever glad you're here for this very, very special episode. Because let me tell you, I almost never freaking made it. What a month! I moved my house. I went camping for 2 weeks. I barely had enough time to do this, man. It's literally the 30th of July when I'm recording this. And I got my guest tonight. That's not like me, but you know what? Sometimes you have to adapt. Sometimes you have to go fast. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the sound quality of this episode. I know last episode was pretty sketchy, man, I just moved into this new place and never even had any foam in the walls yet. I'm hoping this one's going to work out just fine, though. And I'll make sure it sounds just right for you guys. I hope your summers are going very, very well. I hope you're staying cool in the United States. My God, the heat waves. And I don't even want to talk about Europe. It's just out of control. If you don't believe in global warming, well, you got to do the egg test. That's right. Go out, crack an egg on your driveway. If it fries, guess what? It's boiling. Yeah, we shouldn't be boiling. That's not normal. Some people still think climate change is a myth, but I can tell you right now that Newfoundland was freaking tropical this summer, man. Freaking tropical. I was up camping and it was like I was in Florida. It was the same amount of humidity. Guys, I'm up north. Like, I'm like a 2-hour flight from, well, the north, like polar bear north, like igloo north. It's freaking up. It's enough to melt you here. Anyway, enough about the weather. Who wants to hear about that? Not me. I'm so glad you're here. I'm also so glad there's a bunch of new subscribers this month. You know what that means, don't you? That's right. It's time to unlock the horrible parrot joke of the show. And we do that by thanking all of our new subscribers. Thank you so very much, Ricky. Thank you so very much, Frankie Furter 282. Thank you very much, BD1969, for liking the episode Skinwalkers, which was episode 149. I like that episode too, BD. Thank you. Thank you, Jack Hawk Wong, for subscribing. Thank you, QN4QRDS. Thank you, AAG2658. Thank you, SWG. Actually, no, SWQGGP. That's an interesting name. Pretty sure that's Madonna in your picture too. Pretty cool. Another ones are just weird pictures. I don't even know what that one is. But thank you, RMUI. Thank you very much, RebelDub85. Thank you very much, ZexyXe. And thank you very much, Heather Hippie, Jacksonville, Florida, which, by the way, is the home to AEW, which is like my new favorite wrestling promotion. I hope you guys are checking them out. Thank you guys for checking out my podcast and subscribing. You have unlocked some horrible para jokes. Well, for the show, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read a couple of them, and I hope you guys don't get so upset you hang up. Why is it difficult to converse with aliens? They do not understand the gravity of certain situations. What is an alien's favorite beverage? Gravity. Oh, God. Okay, one more. I promise I'll go with the paranormal news. I'll subject you no more to this madness. Where did the alien teacher take the students on their educational trips? Why, to the planetarium. Ugh, God. I just want to vomit. Why do you guys keep subscribing? You got stop subscribing to my show. Reverse psychology in order here. Stop subscribing to my show. I'm really, really tired. I probably sound tired. You want to know why? I haven't slept in like 2 days, man. I got the COVID shot, the second one. Holy crap, it knocked me in my butt, and now my sleep's all screwed up. Anyway, enough about my problems. Let's talk about the world's problems. Well, maybe not problems. Let's go on with this month's paranormal news.
Somewhere between the funnies and the obituaries is... Oh, yes. The paranormal news.
It's no secret I'm a huge Dan Aykroyd fan. I love Dan Aykroyd so much. Come on. One of the original Ghostbusters, you gotta love it. But here's the reality. This guy's also a producer. Yeah. So two Dan Aykroyd news for this month. Here it comes. Number one, the most recent trailer just came out for Ghostbusters Afterlife. And the trailer's absolutely amazing. Oh, it has the Ecto-1 and it has Ghost and Slimer and little Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I don't know about that. That's kind of stupid, though. They better not ruin Stay Puft, man. He was awesome. I don't know. All those people who, like, I love it when they do, like, a quasi-reboot, when they stay in the same universe and stuff. Like, I really, 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 really like the new Star Wars movies, even though a lot of people absolutely hate them. I love them. I thought they were great fun. So, like, I don't know. This feels different than when they did the reboot with the all-female cast. This feels like I really want to see this. I think it's going to be good. Anyway, notoriously though, people are already pegging them for this. So they're like, this better be good. And then at the very end of the latest trailer, he picks up the phone and says, what does he say? Nobody's here, and hangs up. So exciting. Oh my God, Dan Aykroyd's in the movie. We're getting the actual Ghostbusters back, whoever's still alive in storyline. I'm so excited. And Dan Aykroyd's also excited for another reason. He's got another season of Hotel Paranormal coming out. That's right, season two. And like, it's come out now that there is way more people after this whole COVID thing who are just gone right into spiritual thinking. And guess what? They are 100% in the believing camp now that, well, ghosts are real. And hotels seem like the perfect place for a ghost. You go in, you have your continental breakfast, you scare the willies into someone, and you move on to the next room when you get bored of the one you're in. Hopefully they have more shampoo. Anyway, guys, be sure to check out that. T&E actually put out a survey and found out like 40% of Canadians actually believe, that's right, Dan Aykroyd's Canadian, by the way, they actually believe that ghosts are real. How cool is that? My son is outside playing toys and he keeps interrupting. Unfortunately, I just do not have any free time. I really don't. 151 episodes of the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. How cool is that, man? How cool is that? And I'm going to talk about something that I've actually talked about before on this, and that's the whole idea that, well, there's a really good chance that they're watching us, man. Not Big Brother. No. Not Big Brother. I'm talking about other planets, other people out there. I think they could see us. I think they can. And there's a new study saying that almost 1,700 stars in our galactic neighborhood, well, they have an unobstructed view of Earth. So if they have an unobstructed view, they know there's oxygen. And if they know there's oxygen, there's going to be life there. So if these are intelligent beings, well, the idea is that, quite simply, we could be under their microscope. What do you guys think? Do you think it's possible that aliens are actually already watching us? I mean, we'd be at one heck of a reality show. This is the season where everyone has COVID, by the way. This is the COVID season. It's been going on now for 2 years. Oh. But, you know, it's definitely better than the last season, which was the Donald Trump season. You know, I think everyone couldn't wait for that one to be over. Oh, man. Okay. You know, just wouldn't be a complete paranormal news without something to scare the crap out of us all. And here it kind of comes. There's a very scary video online. Yep, and it's TikTok, and it's freaking everybody out. Mom and TikToker Erica Danielle. You can see her on TikTok at Erica Danielle XO, gained over 9 million views. 9 million. And 16,000 freaking comments? That's so many. When she uploaded the spooky video to her profile of what appears to be an orb disrupting her child sleeping on a baby monitor. The video starts off with Erica's baby sleeping soundly in his crib. Everything's fine. Within seconds, though, his sleep is disturbed and he begins to toss and turn and move. Finally, the toddler rises, sleepily rubbing his eyes. That's when Erica believes she saw an orb flutter up and out from under the baby. Yeah, that's right. It came from the baby. The tiny light flies up from the mattress and disappears out of frame. But according to the comments, many TikTokers say they saw way more than that. One said the left leg was tugged in the baby, and then the orb. And another person was like, it looked like something was moving his leg from the beginning and then moving his head and arm. Oh, God. And another one was like, the baby's foot was being dragged. And another one was, his leg got pulled. I'm scared. Oh, God. You know, this is just people are going crack with this thing. But the one thing all TikTokers can certainly agree on, when you have a baby in your home, you never know what the day may bring. From alleged paranormal activity such as this to those nasty old diaper blowouts. who knows what spooky wonders await parents in the middle of the night. I'd choose the ghost most of the time because I've changed so many dirty diapers in my job. I don't know what to do anymore. That's right, guys. That's right, guys. Six babies all together. Yeah. Top that. Oh, so as you guys know, the Olympics are in full swing, but no one's allowed to swing, apparently, if you're an athlete. What does that mean? Well, it means no sex in the champagne room. You're all going to perform soon. And of course, the Tokyo Olympics, there's a little somebody in there who's kind of debunking one of the latest rumors. One of the athletes debunking rumors of anti-sex cardboard beds in Olympic Village by carrying out bounce tests on them. An Irish gymnast, Reese McLennan, tests claims that any sudden movements will break the beds as they're made of cardboard. Olympic Village beds are designed to promote abstinence from the competitors, or at least that is the rumor. The athletes in the Olympic Village have been proving how robust their cardboard beds are amid rumors they were designed to prevent competitors from having sex. The recycled cardboard beds are designed to be environmentally sound rather than to be discourage intimacy. Like, how does that discourage intimacy? Some of my best sex is had on the floor. I don't know about you guys. Anyway, Irish gymnast Reese McLennan filmed himself bouncing on his cardboard bed to disprove the rumors that they could collapse under any strain, even the Olympic sexual strain. In today's episode of Fake News of the Olympic Games, the beds that are meant to be anti-sex. They're made of cardboard. Yes, apparently they're meant to break under any sudden movements. Maybe. As a 20-year-old from Newtownards in Northern Ireland bounced up and down, he proclaimed, it's fake news, IOC Communications Chief Christian Cloud tweeted, getting a lot of questions right now about the sustainable cardboard beds of the Olympic Village. that's a whole new dynamic to the whole thing where it's like, yeah, I can't wait to get one in my box tonight. Like, I'm sorry. Do you see how good-looking Olympic athletes are? Like, these are the most beautiful people on the planet. They can't drink, they can't smoke, they can't do drugs, they can't do nothing. There's only one thing they can do. Each other. And you should leave them the hell alone. I'd say there's a lot of gymnasts in there who'd just be absolutely fantastic. A boy can dream. Anyway, I think I'm going to go watch a show in the shower. Cold shower. All these stories have been odd to Newfoundland.